Whether we like to admit it or not, ageing can be a daunting issue for so many people, as the person we see each day in the mirror is not the person we see in our minds. Men tend to suffer apparently worse than women on this one. But we suffer through our humour, whilst women tend to happily discuss their concerns around a little more loudly. It's a difficult time as our bodies start to change shape. We see more grey every day, and for women, their hormones go crazy with the horror of menopause. Despite some of the hurdles, ageing can be actually a wonderful time in your life. Apparently. Ageing Fearlessly founder Karen Sander will talk to us this afternoon about how to basically age with grace, I suppose. Hello, Karen. How are you this afternoon?
You're there. Can you hear me, Brent?
I can, Karen.
Yeah. Oh, good. It just went a bit funny there. Am I loud and clear?
Yeah, I think you are.
Karen loud? Okay, great. Yep, so let's... you missed that it's menopause, men on pause.
I did miss it's men on pause. Sorry.
I'm only joking.
It's been one of...
It is a great time in our lives, actually. I think that when you sit down and really think you've reached 50 and what's next, there's some really wonderful things that happen.
What?
Well, you know what? You actually give up worrying so much about what others think about you, and you start to live a little bit more in the moment. You've really done the hard yards in raising your kids, getting your career over and done with, building your finances. So, gosh, there's a lot to look forward to.
See, I disagree with that, Karen. I think that if you are the personality that worried about what people thought of you when you were 20 and when you were 30... and when you were 40,
Yeah. Guess
what? When you're 50, 60, 70 and 80, you're still going to be the personality that worries about what people think of you. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Okay, well, I'll beg to differ on that, because I do think that there's a lot of changes and shifts. There has been for me and a lot of my friends. So we have to also realise that life's not ending. This is a new beginning, and it's time to pursue your passions.
I tend to think that as we get... Now, what age are we talking about here? Let's be realistic. What age are we talking about here? Because that's an important part of the conversation.
Okay, 50 on, but I'm in my 60s, and I have a lot of my... I'm only in my early 60s, but I have a lot of my friends that are really pursuing their passions, whether it be a passion in business, a passion in art, a passion in even doing... triathlons, things, just different things that they've never had the chance to do properly.
Maybe it's because I and friends of mine, people I know are going through this at the moment, but don't you think when you sort of, I mean, a lot of people, when they get into their 60s, they might have got rid of the kids, but if they've got ageing parents, all of a sudden they start to look after their parents and take care of their parents.
It comes into the factor as well, but I still think that a lot of them find the time to actually to do their own thing and to follow their passions. And if there's more than one child in the family, say with me, my sister does a lot of the caring for my mother because she lives close, and I think you can juggle it around so you all have a fair share.
Okay,
you
so
don't agree with that?
As I said, personal experience at the moment, no, not at all. But we shouldn't base this around my personal experience. So, if people are getting old, how can they? What sort of things can they do in their mindset to improve the way that they feel about aging, Karen?
Well, they, you know, really take a look at their lives and have a bit of gratitude around what they do have, and look at their achievements and look at what's ahead. You know, there are so many opportunities out there. Go and find some new groups to hang out with. And, you know, you can even do things like, not worry. You can embrace embarrassing your children by dressing and doing what you like. And, you know, I've seen a few of my friends go, oh, my mum and dad have gone out and done this today and they've dressed like this and really gone, oh, I've disowned them. All your life you've done things for other people, so it's time to go out and do the things that you want for yourself. It's also time to rekindle that relationship with your partner or your husband, because sometimes you've let that really be neglected. Do you feel like that sometimes? Do you have friends that feel their relationship's been neglected?
Yeah, probably because they've been looking after the kids and the kids have finally left home. So I find that, unfortunately, a lot of relationships that are in that situation, when the kids have left home and they haven't been talking to each other for years and years and years, there's a large percentage of people that find it difficult to talk to each other, and that's when you can have problems in the marriage.
Yes, and there's also counsellors out there that can help to rekindle. I have friends that are relationship counsellors, and sometimes people do go to learn how to get that relationship started. And I think part of that is finding something that you both want to do and go and do it, whether it's a charity work, whether it's a sport together, whether it's joining a bushwalking club or an art class or a cooking class. There's so many things, if you use your imagination and a bit of thought, that you can do together and really enjoy. And also in that, building your own social circles so that you've got other people's, the benefits of other people to draw on. And yeah, I know many of my friends have joined other different groups, and it's just given that new awakening in their lives.
I think we can blame the government for you know, in reference to the financial side of things. Unfortunately, a lot of retirees thought that they would be financially set and were able to retire in comfort, but unfortunately for all of the rules that have changed in reference to, I suppose, you know, the GFC and superannuation rules that have changed, it seems as though superannuation rules change with each change of government, so there's no certainty there, and certainly people are needing to work longer in life to be able to live a nice life in retirement or semi-retirement.
Yeah, and I think though, having a good financial advisor who keeps you up to date, you know, I know the rules have changed because I've just seen my financial advisor and he's just gone through what I can and can't do.
Right.
And how much I can keep putting into the fund and how long I've got to do that. You have to keep up with those things, and that's part, I say, in aging fearlessly. You've got to know all the things that you are able to do so that you can relax and enjoy your retirement or the years ahead.
What's the toughest thing of aging fearlessly? Is there one particular thing that stands out?
Well, you said, you know, you talked about looking after parents. I think the toughest thing is actually losing your parents and going through that grief of losing someone that you really love and watching them sometimes die very slowly. I think that's always tough. It's tough for any age, but it's particularly tough for older people. And, you know, we've gone through that last year with my dad, and it was a really tough time. But I think in aging itself, you've got to embrace what you have. You've got to look at, my body still works. How fantastic. My legs still work. I can still have a conversation. I can still breathe. I can still look around and see the world that can be very, very wonderful.
How important is exercise as part of the mix of what you do as we get older?
Well, you move it, you lose it. You know the saying. You know, if you don't move, you lose it. You've got to keep going. I said that back to fun, as I do sometimes. You've just got to keep moving. If you don't move, your body seizes up. It's like anything. If you don't start your car for a month, the battery goes flat. So you've got to really keep moving all the time. It doesn't have to be, Brent. It doesn't have to be a run across the park or whatever. It can be gentle exercise. And finding what you love to do, again, you go to yoga. You know, something that's nice. Go to dancing. Find a group of people that like to dance. How wonderful to, you know, meet new people through dancing. It's not hard, really. It's a matter of putting your right foot in front of your left and using your brain to think of what you want to do.
One of the important things, Karen, for men in particular that's not talked about often enough, and that is men that have worked all their lives and all of a sudden they are retired, and they have no outside interests. They have no hobbies.
Brent, I hear this all the time in part of the businesses that I work in, and they go, well, why would I sell my business? I don't know what to do. You know, we make our lives financially secure by having a financial plan. We need to have a retirement plan for social. We do really seriously need to sit down and think about what we want to do, whether it's travel, charities, doing different things with different people. You know, you've got to, it's like writing a calendar. We talked about that another week. You've really got to set it down on paper, what you want to do in that retirement.
Yeah, but I suppose, you know, I'm like my father. My father retired and he'd worked all his life and he had no hobbies. I mean, he didn't play golf, he didn't play tennis, he didn't have any real hobbies. And so when he left full-time employment, he went out and did some consulting. So he kept on working. And in many ways, a lot of blokes that that I grew up with that are my friends, you know, we were busy trying to make good of our life in business, and you just didn't have time for outside interests. So when it comes time to look down that road, you go, well, gee, really, what do I want to do? I don't really want to play golf because I haven't played golf. I often say to people in that situation, aren't people that have a hobby so very, very lucky that they've got that hobby, that they have some form of passion, if you like, for whatever it be that their hobby is. I feel that they're so lucky.
Absolutely. I do podcasts, my Ageing Fearlessly podcast. It's through a radio station, so I record for a radio station and then turn them into podcasts. One of the things that I actually talked about was how my passion for having my own radio program came about. And you know what? I didn't know it was going to be a passion and the podcasting was going to be a passion. I started doing it and I fell in love with it. So you can fall in love with something. What about, you know, things like men's sheds? There's so many things out there that, you know, places that you're talking about people that don't know what to do. If you went out and you went to a men's shed and you, you know, you learnt a few skills in the men's shed, and other people will then maybe lead you on a path to find your passion. And it can be completely accidental.
Very true, very true. All right, we'll leave it there. Nice to talk to you this afternoon. Karen, thank you so much for your time.
Great to chat to you. Have a good week.
Bye-bye, you too. That's Karen Sander from Ageing Fearlessly.